Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2. If anyone sins and commits a breach of faith against the Lord by deceiving his neighbor in a matter of deposit or security or through robbery, or if he has oppressed his neighbor, and then the verse goes on. What strikes me in particular about this verse is the relationship between sin against a man or a woman, a neighbor, and how that affects one's relationship with God. So did you hear at the very beginning of Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2, if anyone sins and commits a breach of faith against the Lord? So this is something someone has done to breach faith against God. This is something they've done against God. But then you keep reading, and the actual sin is deceiving a neighbor in a matter of deposit or security or through robbery or oppressing a neighbor. So don't miss the relationship here. To deceive your neighbor, to lie to your neighbor, to do harm to your neighbor, to oppress your neighbor is a breach of faith against God. So sin against others is unfaithfulness to God. We need to see sin this way. When I think about sinning against someone else, I need to confess that to that person. I need forgiveness from that person. But the reality is, in a much greater way, a more ultimate way, my sin against that person has been a sin against God. That God has been offended. My faith in him has been breached in my sin against this other person. So I need to spend time in confession before God. I need forgiveness from God for that which I do to someone else. Whenever we sin against someone else, we need to also see it as sin against God and process through it accordingly and pray through it accordingly. So God, help us to see, help us to realize that whenever we lie, whenever we deceive, whenever we hurt someone else in some way, that we have sinned against both that person and you. So help us to confess accordingly. Even in our own lives right now, help us to see areas where we may have hurt, oppressed, offended, sinned against, deceived someone else. God, help us to take that seriously. Help us to go to that person in confession, to ask for their forgiveness. And in the process, God, help us to do the same before you. Help us to realize what an offense, what a breach of faith our sin against someone else is ultimately to you. God, help us to see both the horizontal and vertical components, effects of sin, consequences of sin, and the need for reconciliation on both levels with other men and women who we've sinned against and ultimately with you. God, we praise you for making that kind of mercy possible from your hand, for making reconciliation with you possible. And God, we pray for that kind of reconciliation then with other people that we sin against. God, we pray for your grace and your mercy to be the foundation for our reconciliation with them as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.